If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. It's that time again where we speak about the Monetary Policy Committee. Interest rates. So what are we looking at? What are we expecting? Are we going to hold? Are they going to drop? They're definitely not going to increase, I can tell you that.
Oh, for sure. No increase at all. But you're quite right. There's a lot of anxiety around the inflationary outlook, as well as the decisions that will be taken by the Monetary Policy Committee under the South African Reserve Bank this week. They essentially commence their two-day meeting, which kicks off today. And this Thursday, they'll give us an update on the view of South African interest rates and any shifts and adjustments that might take place. Now, we must bear in mind, Cesar, last year we saw a cumulative decrease of at least 75 basis points, which was great news for a lot of consumers. It did translate into a slight relief in terms of debt pressures and conditions. Not such good news for savers, though. But according to headlines, it is expected that we might actually just see interest rates remaining still for this particular week and unchanged for this particular month. Again, because of the plethora of economic data that we've had to absorb. As we know, Donald Trump, the tariffs and potential trade war have added to the level of anxiety around growing inflationary pressures that we might see. Even though the rand has been strong and steady against the US dollar, and the oil price has also been a lot weaker at about $70 per barrel. Ultimately, these are key drivers that do also influence the inflationary numbers. And for the moment, whilst we have seen it easing, many economists have actually said that for this year, we should be a little bit more cautious and I guess dovish in terms of our approach to interest rates. So we are anticipating, if at all, a 25 basis points hike, but that's within the first half of this year, not even for this particular quarter. So for consumers who might find themselves highly indebted, we do just need to tread a little bit more cautiously in terms of managing our debt, just to ensure that we're able to cover it at the current levels that they stand.
Yeah. I mean, I know politics should never factor into what the central bank does, but it would really be silly of them to want to get bad publicity again when you consider what happened at the budget speech. So, I mean, I don't know. It remains to be seen, I guess.
Definitely. There will be an update on Thursday.
Yeah, I know, 100%. And then when it comes to company results, Tungela, we've also got MTN, Sun International. What are you expecting there?
All of these actually published their results already last night. We had all of these CEOs and a few others on the show last night. Major, major market movers that we saw here. So Tungela Resources, as we know, is a single commodity play. They primarily focus on coal exports. And for the since their listing, essentially, they were an amazing dividend payer. Took a slight pause and reduced that slightly on the back of the fact that they couldn't export as much coal. But this just shows, again, the correlation that business has with infrastructure. Because Transnet Freight Rail managed to get increased levels of activity back on track, they managed to see a slight boost in their exports to such an extent that Tungela managed to boost its profits there ever so slightly, returning their dividend payout policy. Then we also spoke to the CEO of Sun International. So next time you drive past the Maslow Hotel, Times Square, even the likes of Sun City, this is essentially where they're getting much of their numbers from. But it's beyond just the hospitality space where occupancies have increased because more South Africans are, I guess, participating as holidaymakers and a few corporates hosting conferences. The star producer in their numbers is definitely their online gambling business, SunBet, which saw a 60% increase in its income, largely on the back of the rise in online gaming and gambling. There has been a lot of concern, though, from civil society organizations and political parties around the scrutiny of online gambling and that it really just promotes reckless financial management and expenditure from South Africans. But overall, we did speak to the CEO who mentioned that there are policies in place just to monitor those who use or misuse the platform in an unhealthy manner. And then MTN, this is a company we've spoken about for quite some time. You might recall, I guess, the last conversation we had around MTN on air was around reduction in the data costs that they actually have in Nigeria. And they forewarned us continuously about the currency fluctuations and devaluation that has essentially taken place in that market. So that did pull their profits a lot lower. They reported a loss of about 11 billion rand yesterday. But some of the green shoots within the business is how it's really transforming from a telecommunications business into a technology platform. Think mobile money. Fintech is also a key area where they've grown, so much so that they have at least 60 million plus customers there. That's equivalent to the size of South Africa's population and essentially where they're actually anticipating to see more growth. So it's not just about providing the data as well as the infrastructure to support it, but also trying to make sure that using that data, we can actually use more over-the-top or over-the-line platforms, such as payments, viewing in terms of content that they're looking to produce as well, and a few other partnerships that they're looking to establish just to promote the use of data, especially within the prepaid environment in South Africa.
Okay. And then what are the markets looking like?
The markets, yesterday we saw a beautiful recovery in the dollar-rand exchange rate together with overall performance. We did also see a recovery in terms of global trading dynamics. So the All Share Index did close in positive territory just yesterday, up by at least 0.6%. So this morning we will open up from, let's pull it up here, a good 88,000 points from the JSE All Share Index, 88,525 points. Currency-wise, we are still resilient. 18.10 is where we are to the US dollar. Against the pound sterling, we're 23.84. And the euro, now at 19.74.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulet Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.